Clouds and showers are making slow progress to the north as dry air puts up a fight along the Canadian border. We've had fairly bright weather across the north country through much of the day. It has turned cloudier farther south, and across the far south, we've had some showers fall from time to time this afternoon. We have an area of low pressure that is riding its way up the east coast. That will take an area of rain to the northeast. The heaviest rain will slide east of our area, impacting portions of southeastern New England. However, some showers are likely for the rest of the day, especially in areas south and east of the capital region. Moving into tonight, we'll have an upper level disturbance that will work its way through our area, so we'll keep skies cloudy, and from time to time, showers will be likely. Temperatures tonight will be cool, running generally in the 30s and 40s. Now, with the rain around, we are expecting temperatures to remain above the freezing mark, so at this point, no issues with wintry precipitation seem likely. Moving into the day tomorrow, that upper level disturbance will be slowly working its way to our east. We'll still have plenty of clouds around, and there is the chance for some showers and drizzle, especially during the first part of the day. Temperatures tomorrow will be running in the upper 40s to lower and mid 50s. Then on Thursday, our next storm comes our way. It's an area of low pressure that will track through the Great Lakes and then race across eastern Canada. So on Thursday, it's another mainly cloudy day with an increasing chance for showers. We'll have a gusty breeze out of the south with temperatures running in the upper 40s to lower and mid 50s. Then on Friday, that storm will continue its progression to the east across Canada. We'll have another breezy day, though the wind will shift. On Thursday, it's out of the south. On Friday, it's more out of the west. We'll still have the chance for a few showers as well, primarily north and west of Albany, with temperatures running again in the 40s and 50s. A quick check on the tropics this afternoon, where Kate continues to move away from the Bahamas. The storm is now turning to the northeast and accelerating, and it looks like the storm will pass northwest of Bermuda sometime early tomorrow, likely as a strong tropical storm or possibly as a hurricane. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and drizzle, especially during the morning, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and drizzle, especially during the morning, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and drizzle, especially during the morning, high in the lower to mid 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and drizzle, especially during the morning, high 50 to 55. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy with showers likely, breezy, high in the upper 40s to mid-50s, and on Friday, a mixture of clouds and sun with a chance of showers, windy with highs in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.